President Trump announced on Twitter yesterday that Patrick Shanahan, the Pentagon's number two civilian, will become acting Secretary of Defense on New Year's Day. That's 2 months earlier than when Defense Secretary Jim Mattis had said he would step down. NPR's David Wilna has more on the man who will, at least temporarily, be taking Mattis's place.
56-year-old Patrick Shanahan takes over the helm of the Pentagon with little of the political or military experience that most other defense secretaries have brought to the job. Shanahan rose over three decades to the executive ranks at aircraft manufacturer Boeing, a major military contractor. His main task as number two at the Pentagon has been to try to squeeze greater efficiency out of the sprawling Department of Defense. In an interview earlier this year with Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep, Shanahan described his approach to getting the Pentagon on track to where it needed to be.
Prepare for a cold winter. For a short period, who knows how long the budget will last. Make the most out of it. You know, developing these weapon systems and thinking about the future, you know, this isn't the, you know, freshman econ class. This is the PhD physics class.
Shanahan faced some tough questioning at his confirmation hearing last year to be Deputy Defense Secretary, especially from the Senate Armed Services Committee's chairman at the time, John McCain. McCain, who died 4 months ago, told this Boeing executive, who'd have control, if confirmed, over the Pentagon's weapons programs, that he wanted to be sure that, as he put it, the fox is not going to be put back in the henhouse. McCain also said he was disturbed that Shanahan had said he'd have to look closely at whether the U.S. should supply Ukraine with weapons to fight pro-Russian separatists. It was an issue the committee had discussed extensively, and that McCain said Shanahan should have come prepared to address.
Not a good beginning. Not a good beginning. Do not do that again, Mr. Shanahan, or I will not take your name up for a vote before this committee. I'm perfectly clear.
Very clear.
Shanahan later sent a 10-page response to McCain's questions, saying he would support arming Ukraine, and 92 senators voted to confirm him. It's not clear whether he's in the running to be a permanent replacement for outgoing Secretary Mattis. David Wilna, NPR News.